The sometimes incendiary nature of recent Czech history has once again been demonstrated. Lower House of Parliament lawmakers have backed a proposal to rename the November 17th holiday, which marks the start of the Velvet Revolution, in a move that's been interpreted as a victory of sorts for the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia. Chris Johnstone has more.
Those who control the present control the past, and those who control the past control the future. Those words from George Orwell's dystopia, 1984, perhaps go a long way to explaining the furore over the name of a day. A proposal to add the prefix International Students' Day to the traditional description of the November 17 holiday as the day of fighting for freedom and democracy was made 2 years ago by the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia. It failed. On Wednesday, the same proposal came back, this time, though, fronted by former Justice Minister and ANO lawmaker Helena Válková. And it succeeded. It still needs to be approved by the upper house and the president. Válková said the move was aimed at bringing back to the forefront the events of 1939, when the Nazi rulers of occupied Bohemia and Moravia savagely reacted to a student's protest against the regime. In an initial protest, one student, Jan Opletal, received fatal injuries and died. The funeral procession, attended by thousands, turned into another manifestation of oppression, with the Nazis rounding up hundreds and soon after executing 9 students and professors on November the 17th. Other student leaders were sent to camps in Germany, where some were later also executed. But Wednesday's rechristening move outraged many opposition members of Parliament, who argued that the 1989 suppression of the students' protests that sparked the Velvet Revolution and the fall of communist rule after over 40 years was being downplayed and that the clock was being put back to the pre-1989 era. One of those opponents was Civic Democrat Marek Benda.
International Students' Day has really a negative connotation because it was abused by the communist regime.
But deputy leader of the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia, Jiří Dolejš, denied the name change was just a communist-backed proposal.
Tento krok dlouhodobě navrhoval Český svaz bojovníků za svobodu.
This move has for a long time been proposed by the Czech Association of Fighters for Democracy with regards to the events of 1939, when Czech students were expelled from university. The move has backing from different sides of the political spectrum, and the formulation of this holiday has come from the outside. It is not at all a communist holiday, and I don't understand the opposition from some of my colleagues.
Takže tak trochu averze kolegů, kteří to nechtěli, nerozumím.
Emotions about November 17th have already been running high of late, with some feeling that the last commemoration was to some extent hijacked when President Miloš Zeman shared a podium with anti-Islam and anti-immigration protesters. In a separate move on Wednesday, 7 Czech groups called for criminal proceedings to be launched against the Communist Party after it issued a press release highlighting the revolutionary legacy of the takeover of power in February 1948 on the 68th anniversary of the event. The group said the party was downplaying and denying the crimes committed by the regime.